Introducing Caribbean Radio Show, the chat reel with Billy and friends. And now, here is your host, Billy Tappin.
How's everybody doing today? Welcome to the chat reel show with Billy and friends on the Caribbean Radio, the Knowledge Station. I am your host, Billy Tappin, and our guest will be Matthew Thomas, where he will break down the COVID virus and the vaccinations. This is going to be another great show. We always try to bring you something that's going to enlighten you and you can learn what's going on in the world. We're going to have a lot of different shows like this. So just hang in there and get what you need to drink and snack on. And we're going to actually be back with you in a little bit. But I wanted to kind of talk about this this topic and also about Matthew. Matthew is a researcher of many different things. And actually the stuff that I did read, I did have a little bit of knowledge on some of this, but I mean, he really brings this whole situation home. And I think by doing that, I think people will get a better understanding of what I call a plandemic. And a lot of people have not been aware of what this situation is all about. And I will get into that situation later. But I'd like to let everybody know that's out there listening that the phone lines will be open the second hour. So if you have any questions that you want to ask Matthew, please feel free to do that. So at this time, I'd like to take and do an introduction to my friends. And the first one I'm going to would be Denise Gattatis. How you doing, Denise?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you, Billy?
Another day in paradise. Another day in paradise. Guys, just being able to address everybody and help people love one another in this world and come together.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right. So we're going to Julie Sepulveda. Julie, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just happy to be here today. Be part of this show.
Beautiful, beautiful. And we love having you all because you all have been great in terms of being on point, being with me, helping me out, and continuing for me to get the greatest guests that we can get. We're going to have a variety of different things going on. We're going to have some artists that will come on, some major artists, some comedians, but we're never going to veer away from main topics that are important and crucial to us in the world and Caribbean nation. You know what I'm saying? So I created that today, Caribbean Nation. But we're going to stay dedicated to our people. And people of all colors are more than welcome, but we have to stand together. And that's why I use that that Bob Marley song is an example that we cannot sit here and continuously take things for granted anymore. Because it's a war out there. It's really a physical, spiritual war that we're fighting. So let's be on point with that. Let's acknowledge that part of it. And from this point, I'd like to take and TJ, how are you doing? I didn't even get to you. How are you doing? Did I get to you or not?
I got so much stuff going on.
I'm just hyper, man, just ready to go. So you doing all right?
I'm doing good, Billy. I'm doing good. You know, I'm happy to be here. Okay. Happy to be one of Billy's friends.
Hey,
on the chat,
that's all good, you know? Yeah. You know, we're going to build this situation as we go, but I think we got a great staff, and I think we got some great listeners. I think we got some real conscious listeners from what I can see. So, you know, it's all in your hands, TJ, so you just do what you do, man.
Stay tuned to the Caribbean Radio Show in the chat reel with Billy and friends. Coming up, we've got some Tom Brown, Daddy Yankee Dora, Steel Pulse, and Bob Marley, all for you on the chat reel.
Oh, Me gusta mi reggae.
Cuando yo la vi, dije si esa mujer fuera para mí. Perdóname, te lo tenía que decir. Está dura, 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 dura. Que está dura, mano arriba, porque tú te ves bien. Está dura, mamacita, te fuiste de nivel. Dura, mira cómo brilla tu piel. Está dura, dímelo, dímelo, cómo es que está dura. Yo te doy un 20 de 10. Está dura, dura, dura. Tú eres la máquina del baile. Si no tiene a nadie, vente pa' mi brazo.
My friends, what do you think about the guest that's getting ready to come on? Any quick questions or anything you want to say?
I'm interested in what Matthew Thomas has got to say, that's for sure.
Okay. How about you, TJ, real quick for you and then to Julie, and then we'll take and get to the guests.
Well, I personally would like to know a little bit more if he's I'm not doubting you, Matthew, but if you know what you know and do what you do, let's hear it, brother. I want to hear it all, both sides, everything from A to Z.
I say yes. And how about you, Julie?
I'm just really interested in finding out what's affecting the world today. This is the first time in my lifetime that something like this has ever happened. So I just really want to hear both sides of the story, too, figure out what's really going on.
Okay. At this point in time, ladies and gentlemen, what you have been waiting for, and I'm getting ready to induce this gentleman, introduce him. It is Matthew Thomas. Come on board, my brother.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Matthew, great. Everybody.
All right, all right. Nice having the audience there to be able to trap and all that. But come on, Matthew, with the heat. We've been waiting for it.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
My name is Matthew Thomas, and I like to, you know, exhort or submit, you know, to everyone out here who had some family members, you know, affected, you know, by the COVID-19. But I also want to submit at the same time that it was never a virus, okay? And based on Brian Ardetz, who was a researcher here in the United States, as well as Bing Liu, which was another inhabitant of China, also researched the COVID virus and come to find out that it was snake venom. I myself also have taken a course in biology in the seventh grade on microorganisms and so forth, and I remember much of what I learned. And also, I'm going to talk about the vaccines at some point and give you a brief synopsis on the history of vaccines. But I also want to submit to everyone to never take a man's statement. I don't care whether or not, you know, it's a president or whatever, because in the Bible, if you believe in the Holy Word, God said, you know, and Psalms 146, 3, to not put your trust in princes because they cannot save you. Okay? That means your local assemblyman, your statesman, as well as your president and so forth. And back to the virus.
We there?
16 degrees Fahrenheit temperatures, all viruses die, okay? And what you're experiencing now, they're on a depopulation agenda. And the vaccines, you know, that were rolled out, your Pfizer, your Moderna, all those vaccines have a component in it, you know, is what basically makes you, renders you infertile so that you can't have any children. And the entire deal with the, and what is that for the kids? What is that organization where they're Planned Parenthood? Planned Parenthood was introduced back in the early 1930s, and it was called the Negro Project at that time. And the history of vaccines go back all the way to the 1700s. And what these vaccines were created to do was depopulate the earth. In fact, Pfizer and Moderna vaccines use mRNA technology, which has never been used in humans before. Concerns about this new technology includes genetic interference. This is an infertility. This is infertility and autoimmune reactions. The COVID-19 vaccine is the first vaccine Moderna has brought to market. And so, therefore, for the people who are still confused about why their loved ones had to die, they have a drug called Remdesivir. Remdesivir, I understand, has components in it, you know, like snake venom and so forth. And if you were ever infected by what they call a coronavirus, okay, what snake venom does is basically cut off your oxygen. It shuts down your organs and also renders you incapable, you know, to breathe. And that's exactly what cobra snake venom does. And to go even further, in the hospitals back in 2020, when they were not allowing people to come in to see their loved ones, okay, there was a reason for that. It's because they were killing your loved ones with remdesivir, okay? Remdesivir is a drug that treats hepatitis patients. It also treats cancer patients, and it prepares you to go directly to hospice, okay? Opposite of the hospital is because the research or the treatment that they were giving in the hospitals, okay, was a this drug was meant to basically kill you, and that's what it does. And in fact, I have a friend by the name of Darnell Anderson, which I think Billy Tappan, you know, met him too. We're all from that same region. I'm in Detroit right now, but we're all from Grand Rapids, Michigan. But I want to exhort people to never take a person's statement about how you govern your personal health, how you govern your family's health, and how you govern your community. It is our responsibility to govern that and to never, because once you take a person's statement, I'm going to put some names out there like Dr. Fauci, okay? You begin to act like these people, you begin to talk like them, further losing your identity in that statement that's being made to you. And I'm positive a lot of people have not went as far as doing their own research. One of your best news resources is to go to naturalnews.com. There's a gentleman by the name of Mike Adams who was a researcher, who has been a researcher for many years, who built his own science lab several years ago, and he was one of the gentlemen that went out and tested the Flint waters, and they come to find out that the Flint waters was deliberately poisoned. And also in Washington, that water was also poisoned up there, you know, a few years back. And all of these, all the poisoning of our waters, okay, has been basically going on for a long time. This is not the first time. And that's why they had to introduce what was the name of that chemical? Yeah, I think it was that they put in swimming pools. Billy, you can probably help me articulate that. You know, it's been a long day for me. I've been, you know, basically working all day. But what I wanted people to understand, you know, is that do your own research and never take another person's statement in terms of what how they tend to tell you how to govern, you know, your family and your community. But go on naturalnews.com and you can verify everything that I'm telling you. Also pull up another guy's name by the name of Dr. Arison Bing Liu out of China. They killed Bing Liu about 2 or 3 years ago is because he was getting ready to blow the whistle on this whole COVID virus, And another thing I want to exhort to people is that when you're walking around breathing oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon dioxide, it's to know what you're breathing and research why it is out there. And it's basically been put in the atmosphere by God, you know, to make sure that every living thing that's inhabited in this earth can survive, can live. Because it's certainly without oxygen or nitrogen and carbon dioxide, there would be no human life form as we know it now. And another thing, too, is what kills this whole coronavirus narrative is that you have trillions of tons of nitrogen, oxygen, and carbon dioxide in our atmosphere. Nothing on this planet, especially a virus, okay, cannot survive in those kind of elements. It's because if there's a such thing as outer space, all of this stuff that you're breathing right now kills everything in the atmosphere that is not supposed to be there. And so when you have falling meteorites, some of these meteorites are a half mile long, some of them are a mile long. And if they ever hit this earth, we would never come to know life the way that we know it now ever again. Okay? And these gases, when they detect these fallen meteorites, you know, before they enter the Earth's atmosphere, these elements is the nitrogen, oxygen, and the carbon dioxide, which we are breathing and expelling now, kills, breaks that meteorite down to nothing. So if that is the case, why would God allow an insignificant virus to kill you? doesn't even survive in 60-degree temperatures. And so I want to submit to everyone out there, you know, who are listening right now, is to do your research. Again, that name is going to be Dr. Brian Artis, Mike Adams, and Bing Liu. You're probably not going to get a lot of information on Bing Liu now because they got rid of him. It's because he was getting ready to blow the whistle, okay? But what I want you to know is that Planned Parenthood, what the CDC, Center for Disease Control, okay, as well as another organ, as well as the government, have all come together, and these are governments across the world, is to depopulate the earth by 4 to 5 billion people. And so this is what's going on right now. And if you don't believe me, pull it up on your computer, or if you got a cell phone or whatever. But this is what's happening, you know, to the people. And this is the reason why they wanted to inject your children, okay, is because they know that by the time of the by the time those kids reach the ages of 17 or 18, thousands of them are going to have kids, and that's why they wanted to inject to stop that from happening. And another thing, I'll go as far as saying this is why they're pushing the LGBT community so hard, is because they know good and well once two men come together and two women come together, they cannot have children. Now, back in 1930, Margaret Sanger is the one who founded, you know, Planned Parenthood. And I want to submit to everybody to go and read the history of this lady. She was a eugenist, okay? And they were taking this thing all around the world in 1940. It's just been more exposed now than ever. But Russia was involved, as well as Germany and all of these other countries. China is now also involved in this one world order, and that is what's going on. Back to what I want everybody to understand is that when you were not allowed to come into the hospitals to see your loved ones and to not have funerals for your loved ones, that they were in there killing your loved ones, okay? They never died. In fact, 97.7% of the individuals that ever contracted COVID survived, including myself. I contracted it back in 2021. That was last year, as a matter of fact. And basically, I allowed my antibodies, you know, to kick in which I recovered from this thing in about 4 days. And I know that after I did the research on that COVID-19 and the symptoms that I was experiencing, that's exactly what COVID snake venom does to you. And I'm going to go another step further. Even your pharmaceutical companies understand why they were put together and why vaccines were put together, and that's to control the population. If you ever dared to look up the word pharmacia or pharmacia, it's going to take give you an inside look at why pharmaceutical companies were put together anyway. It was all based on witchcraft, okay? And this is the reason why people cannot get off of opioids, okay? It's because of the witchcraft element behind it, okay? Now, up under the Biden administration, you have many doctors out here, you know, that are releasing, you know, these opioids to people. And that's why you heard about, you know, fentanyl killing people. They're now, this is the medical holocaust, okay? And if you ever looked up, I'm going to tell you the name of another gentleman, Joseph Mengele out of Germany, also passed this technology along. In terms of your vaccine, these people have been doing this stuff for years and years and years, okay? But many people that are living today are not aware why things happen the way that they do. Even your food source right now is tainted, okay, with poison. And this is why you see people swelling up behind all of the meat, okay? Because Bill Gates last year, here's what he wants to do. He wants to GMO everything, and having GMO foods, putting GMO foods into your body is not a good thing, is because you cannot digest any of these things. God says in Ezekiel 47, to let the fruit of the trees be meat for your body and the plants be medicine for your healing. So all of this thing, all of these things, and that relates to the scripture that I talked about earlier in terms of when God says that in Psalms 146:3, in Ezekiel 47:12, to let the fruit of the trees be meat for your body and the plants medicine for your healing. And so this is the kind of stuff that we're supposed to be putting in our bodies. Even animals are supposed to be eating the same thing that we're eating. But people feed them stuff that's saying that they don't have a long lifespan on this earth, that is unnatural, that goes against their genetic profiling, their DNA, so to speak. And so, again, I want everybody to understand that if your family member died in those hospitals and did not allow you to come into those hospitals, they were in there killing them with that drug, with the drug remdesivir, because it killed my friend back in January of this year with the remdesivir. In fact, me and him were both in the hospital at the same time. Not the same hospital. We were, you know, miles apart from each other. And both of us recovered, you know, from the COVID. Okay, and so by the time that he was ready to come home, they're going to say that, you know, he now has pneumonia, and now he cannot come home. But we know that was a lie, because basically they would not even allow him to leave the hospital. And they're going even further. His girlfriend, they were at odds in reference to the vaccine. She took it, but he wasn't going to ever take it, which I applaud him, you know, for that, because he knew what was going on. But anyway, I called him one day, and he told me to come and get him because they were trying to kill him. And so I knew what he was talking about, because they were trying to do the same thing to me. And so I asked him, what did he need in order, you know, for me to come and get him? He said he needed a coat and some shoes. And his lady never did provide him with that. Now, he was in the hospital almost 30 days at this time. And so his daughter was the overseer, you know, of her dad. And so when she called to ask him what kind of medications were they giving, they said remdesivir. She said, take him off. It's because she studied that drug too. And so by the time that she had requested for them to take that off of him, he was dead, okay? Due to the remdesivir and the and that machine that they had him on, I think it was the what was that machine, Bill?
The ventilator
and the remdesivir is what killed him. Okay,
and many other
people. I had a young lady that her stepmom lived right beneath me, that we were both following this whole false narrative, and she had exhorted to me or submitted to me that 22 of her friends, she went to 22 funerals in 1 month, okay? And all of them had taken that vaccine. So what I'm telling you guys, if you haven't did it by yet, please stay with me. And if you've done it, purge yourself, okay? Detox. You know what I'm saying? You know, with detox yourself if you know to do that. If you don't, then I'm going to provide Billy with a lot of information, okay, in terms of knowing how to fight any virus. But of course, this was not a virus, and that's what I want to submit to everyone. If you haven't taken that vaccine, please don't take it. It's because they've been using these vaccines for years just to control and depopulate the earth.
That's the thing. So this is why I want to chime in just for a second before TJ takes over here. But I want to chime in because I did, like, about a month before that virus came out, I was in the hospital, sick, with the same symptoms. And that's before anything came out, and I was in there for like, I stayed home for about three or four days before I went to the hospital. And I went to the hospital, and they treated me for flu, and a month later, here comes COVID. You know what I'm saying? And basically all it was the flu. So let's get back to that topic. Hold on to that topic. And TJ, and you want to got anything to ask before we go to break?
We have coming up Steel Pulse, Rally Round, Bob Marley, One Love, and Survivor, Eye of the Tiger. You're listening to the Chat Real Chat Show with Billy and Friends on the Caribbean Radio Show.
All right. So hold tight and we'll be back.
The Caribbean Radio Show with Evie and the Chat Real with Billy and Friends, proudly sponsor Give Back Jamaica Incorporated. We support children and families in need across the country and around the world. We are a support for food, clothing, and housing needs, especially during the hurricane season. We encourage our listeners to partner with to help families in need. You can become a monthly sponsor in any amount you choose for as little as $10 a month or whatever monetary donation that you can make. Every little bit counts. So Give Back Jamaica Incorporated is a whatever it takes to build a nation charity. Please send all your donations to www.givebackjamaica.org, or you can email Phoebe, and remember to tell her the Chat Real sent you with Billy and Friends. The email address is givebackjamaica@gmail.com. That is givebackjamaica@gmail.com.
Rally round the red, gold, black and green. Market say so.
Introducing Caribbean Radio Show, the chat reel with Billy and friends. And now, here is your host, Billy Tappin.
All right. It's all good. And I'd like to do a shout out to Caribbean Radio and also to the host, Caribbean Nation. Love it. So we're back. And actually, I was talking about my situation, Matthew, Matt, with what I was going through. And I know it had to be some kind of, I call it a pandemic. because that's exactly what it is. So I think this is pre-planned, because if you notice, everything that happens, there's always somebody behind it that picks stuff off. Mm-hmm. Like these threads and stuff like that has been known to happen, you know, for
yes.
centuries. So
yes.
What is your take on that? What do you think?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I want everybody to know this. In 1986, Congress passed the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, removing all liability. Why would they do that? Why would they remove all liability? The reason why they
know.
Yeah, the reason why they removed all liability is because they knew those vaccines were poison. Why would you release something for human consumption, knowing that it's poison? They could eventually kill you. Why would they do that?
Well, they're wicked. They're wicked, and that's the basic situation. You know? That's what they're doing. They're doing it intentionally. So my thing is, we can't listen to what they have to say. We have to live life like it's our only life we have. We got to eat better. We got to keep we got to all come together. That's number one. And stop the separation of color and all that. That's out the window. That's something they set up for us, a trap we fall into. But if we all come together as one, then we can stop all this nonsense. I don't see anybody. I think this generation is so lost that they cannot see the forest because of the trees. Because all they're looking for is fame, you know, look at me. That type of syndrome is going on. It's like you need to wake up and see what's going on around you, because it's not just in the United States. It's all over. So we have to come together as one, and we've got to get these devils out of these positions, because that's exactly what they are. They've been bought and paid for. So, you know, I would say
that's the first thing that we have to do.
We got to band together. There's no getting around it. So
absolutely.
Yeah, so I just, you know, I look at all this stuff, man. I'm thinking back of everything that ever happened throughout history, and you had the same players, just in a different body, different face, but you got the same players that are controlling the which is the elite, elite's bloodline is controlling everything. So we have to step up. If we want to survive and want our kids to survive, we got to step up in all of our throughout all our country. In our governments, through all our country, we got to step up and say we're not having this. As long as you accept what they give you, they feel that they are our gods. But once you show them, you know, we're not going to take it anymore, and you're out of office, then the stuff stops, because they know you're not playing anymore. But we sit back and just let this stuff happen. We let it happen. So is there any questions that you guys want to ask Matt? Julie, did you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, I do have one quick question. I guess the thing that intrigues me the most is that you call it not a virus. I thought COVID was proven to be an airborne pathogen. It was a communicable disease. It's passed from person to person. So if it's not a virus, what exactly is it?
It's cobra snake venom. That's what I was mentioning at the onset of the show. If you want more information, look up Brian Artis. He's a medical doctor. You can go on online and pull this guy up, as well as Bing Liu. You're not going. Bing Liu is going to be probably a little bit more limited in information, because they don't want to be exposed that they killed this guy. Okay, he was getting ready to blow the whistle on the government in reference to the real narrative that was going on. But the real answer to your question is that we have to have a working knowledge about the history of this country. And in order to understand what's going on now, it has to be some careful, tedious research. But if you looked up what cobra snake venom did, it did the same thing as your so-called virus did. Okay, it shut off your sense of taste, and it shut off your sense of smell, thus paralyzing, you know, your organs. But many people have antibodies, strong antibodies, have strong immune systems where their antibodies kick in and basically destroy it. And that's what happened to 97.27% of the individuals. You have to be a researcher of all the things that I'm now mentioning. When these guys put out this information, Brian Artis and Bing Liu, they researched this stuff for years. And back to the vaccines, you have to have a working knowledge about what your vaccines, what was the reason for causing vaccines is because in nature, vaccines don't grow in nature, okay? The Bible, Ezekiel 47:12, tells you where, in fact, it's a complete synopsis on genetic profiling. That's where your genetic profiling is found in Ezekiel 47:12, to let the fruit of the trees be meat for your body and the plants be medicine for your healing. And basically, you're going to have to go on and do some research, and I can send Bill a couple of links on the cell and get sent it to you if you so choose for me to do that. And you'll have an understanding on not only you know what this so-called virus did, you know, to your organs. Definitely study on that as well, and then study on cobra snake venom and the cause of the effects of what cobra snake venom does to your organs. And then you'll be able to make a comparison, a stark comparison, in reference to what the cobra snake venom does to your organs, opposite of what, you know, this so-called coronavirus, you know, was supposed to have been. It was never a virus. And that's what I want to submit to people, is to do your research and you will get some conclusive answers. You have another question?
No, I'm good. I just curious how many people it became a pandemic and traveled around the world. You know, I mean, if it wasn't actually a virus.
Let me say this. Study on that too, because let me tell you, this was never a pandemic. Okay, it was a plandemic. Okay, in order for this to qualify as a pandemic, you have to have 100 million people around the world die. Okay, they start creating vaccines way back in the 1700s. Okay, is because they had come to a conclusion that they could not handle, you know, the number of people being born. That's why Planned Parenthood was put into place, is to depopulate the earth. Okay, it wasn't the fact that, you know, they were so interested in women's health rights. It wasn't never that at all. It's all a part of the depopulation agenda. That's what this whole pandemic was all about. And to take your rights away as a human being, as you see, we have double inflation right now. Okay, what is the reason for that? Okay, when America is supposed to be the number one top producer of all things in this world, okay? And certainly we have so much land and so much water that all of these things combined, you know, together, okay, is sufficient enough, you know, for you to live probably another 15, 20, maybe 50 years. So basically, where we're at is that we're going to have to study the history of this country, and it may take you back 4,000 or 5,000 years ago, because all history precedes itself. And these guys are operating on a narrative from Aristotle, Plato, and Socrates, because they all believed in the depopulation agenda. And back to what I was saying in reference, is that they feel that they figured out, you know, that the world is overpopulated, so they're going to have to do something. But it's all about money at the end of the day. It's because when they were killing those people up at the hospital, they were getting $39,000 a death. That's why they did not want you going into the hospital, because they knew if you went and did an autopsy, if you were allowed to get your loved ones an autopsy, you would have found out that they never died from COVID-19. They died from remdesivir poisoning. which is another form of medication, okay, that treats hospice patients as well as AIDS patients. And let me tell you, go further. AIDS patients, AIDS was never a death sentence, okay? Dr. Fauci, who people tended to worship, has set up under about six or maybe seven presidents. And the reason why all those people were dying back in the 80s is because he was killing them with the remdesivir. Okay?
Yeah,
but you're going to have to be careful with it. You're going to have to understand microorganisms as well. And when you read, go to sciencing.com, please write this down, you know, so that you can bring yourself to a level of understanding of what's really going on, and definitely study the history of this country, okay? Because they have always been on a depopulation agenda, and the bad things were meant to control you, if not kill you, okay? Like I said earlier, in 1986, Congress passed the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, removing all liability, meaning that the manufacturers could not be sued if one of your loved ones died from these vaccines. Trust and believe me, millions of people have died from these vaccines. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you, in fact, I'm going to give you another, go to Michigan Vaccine Choice.org, and you're going to pick up a lot of information. But let me give you a brief synopsis on all of the diseases that a lot of these vaccines cause. Hold on, just bear with me just 1 minute. Okay. I won't hold you guys long, trust me.
Oh, you're good.
Well,
because you're going to have a lot of confusion and everything.
I'm sorry, you know. I didn't have that available. I mean, everything was so abruptly. Okay. Just let me read you this for a minute. This is also from www.michiganvaccinesource.org. Let me talk about the. I just want to talk about the effectiveness, okay, of these vaccines. Vaccine manufacturers claim that COVID-19 vaccines are 95% effective, but the FDA is allowing companies to define effectiveness as prevention of mild symptoms. The studies are not designed to detect a reduction in outcome such as severe illness, hospitalization, or death. For individuals who develop severe symptoms, the vaccine is not a remedy. Instead, nutritional and oxidative support can help keep the illness from going into overdrive. So, basically, getting back to the 1986 when Congress passed the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, removing all liability, that's enough information for anybody who's using their rationalization, you understand, to understand that this thing has been going on all the time, but it's hidden in plain sight. And the problem is that people don't research. They take another person's statement and embrace it as their reality. That's the problem right there. And this is why in the Bible it says that my people perish is because of lack of knowledge. So we don't only research or can research God's word on a deeper level, you know, we have to research other things too, because you have two cultures trying to introduce themselves. You have the culture of evil and you have the culture of good. It looks like to many people who are not privy to the word of God have embraced that as their reality, and that's why we suffer, is because we don't read.
Exactly. And that's the problem. Yes. We won't read. Like they said, you can put in a book, and they will not read and pick a book up. And that's why we lack the knowledge. You know, that's why a show like this, we're trying to give out as much information as we possibly can to get people awakened and out of sleep mode and stop worrying about what Hollywood is doing and what God is doing for you in your life. Hollywood is all imagination. As an entertainer, and I've been a part of this whole industry for a long time, and it's just it's a show situation. Look at me, see me. You know, it's not even about that. They are the devils of the industry, and people got to recognize that. So anything you see on TV, anything you hear is coming from that evil source. You know, the media, all that stuff, just the evil stuff, you know. You're going to have to read between them, you know.
Now, just let me give them a brief synopsis of all of the conditions that these vaccines have caused over the years. 1 in 36 have autism. Now, you're seeing more black babies than ever. Of course, you have white people, too, you know, that have autism, too. But your vaccines cause all this stuff. 1 in 36 have autism. 1 in 285 have cancer. 1 in 28 will develop epilepsy. 1 in 12 have food allergies. 1 in 24 have asthma. 1 in 5 have learning disabilities. 14% of our children are in special education. 54% of our children have chronic illnesses, and a lot of these illnesses are based on the vaccines. And also, going back in time when the vaccines first started, these are some of the diseases that these vaccines caused. Now, this was in the 1700s when your first vaccine was rolled out. It causes diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, polio. Okay.
We're talking about polio. Don't say the show's about polio. I'm talking about
the mumps, the measles.
What was that you asked, Julie? What was that you asked?
Come again?
No, I was talking to Julie. Okay, like, what was that? Oh. Okay. Well, anyway, but you're right. And going back to this whole situation, I mean, it happens because the evil people are doing this stuff. And you got to go back, like I said, even to the Queen and all them. That's the whole part. That's the big gang, man. You know, all of them, the Pope. All of them, this has just been genocide from day one.
Absolutely.
You know, from day one. And
Queen Elizabeth and all of them are involved in this. We're involved in it. She killed so many people in Africa, it's pathetic. Okay?
Yeah. And the thing with this, the black people have the nerve to sit there and watch that. How old was she? About 1,000? You know what I'm saying? Seemed like she always been around just with her witness. You know? I mean, I have some stories, man, about that. You know, some real deep stories. But, you know, she was a demon, man. And that's what they all were. And they all are. And the government as well. And these governments are all over the world, man. You know, they run the whole show. So until we wake up as a whole, it's not going to change the thing for us. All we're doing is falling deeper and deeper into the abyss, because at some point in time, they're running this communism program, and people don't even see it coming. You can't even say anything anymore. You can't talk. What about the comedians? It's like off on them. You know what I'm saying? That's what they do for a living.
Yeah.
You know, but you're going to criticize somebody because you're talking about somebody that's homosexual? You don't have to go to that show. It's as easy as that.
Mm-hmm.
It should not be retracting anything. I'm not going to retract. I love people. I don't care what your situation is. If you're gay, so be it. You know, my daughter is gay. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with that. But I have to say that it's getting to the point where the media is pushing where you can't say anything anymore. And that's the first start of communism. So are we going to accept that type of life? You know,
absolutely.
We got to stand up.
Absolutely.
It's serious.
Absolutely.
It's serious. So, you know, I think what we have to do, man, we have to just drill this stuff in people's heads and get away from dumb stuff, man. You know, start thinking positive, start loving, but at the same time, go to your congressman, go to your whoever you need to go to, go in front of Washington and say, we've had enough. We're not going to comply to any of this form of socialism, any of this form. We're not going to comply with pronouns and all that stuff. That's out the window. That's madness.
Yeah, let me give you a tip if you don't mind.
True.
Yeah. But they work with our kids at an early age. You know, they work with our kids at an early age, 4 and 5 years old. They don't need to learn none of that nonsense. Period.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. For sure. Well, they're trying to castrate society.
Yeah.
They feel that they have the authority to decree the fate of humanity, which they don't. Okay?
Right.
And we have to make a decision on whether or not we're going to be kingdom citizens of the heaven of our God, or we're going to be citizens of this world. Because he said in his scripture that to be with the world is what was that scripture, Bill? Be ye not of the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so we cannot change anything in our outer circumstances unless we change what's going on inside of our mind. Our life arrives at the thought that we believe. So if you're thinking death, automatically death is going to probably eventually set in. But if you're thinking life, it's going to, that same principle is going to work for you. So we have to make a choice at the end of the day. What is it that you believe? Because clearly in the world, you're going to have tribulation. Anytime you have a system that promotes death all day, 500 people dying today, we got another 1,000 expected to die tomorrow. That's not even normal.
Right. No.
It's not even normal. So why would any individual in their right mind, and that was the reason for the lockdowns, is to get you in front of your TV set, and they know how many people watch that television by the Nielsen ratings. And so this is why they call for the lockdown, to put you in front of that television to indoctrinate you with fear, okay, so that you would become helpless and without hope. Okay.
Let me say this to you, Matt. This is even to the point where the kids are getting indoctrinated in school with all the stuff that they don't even know they have to learn about. They shouldn't have to learn about, you know, drag queens and all that kind of stuff. If you want to do something like that, we know it's evil people doing it, but if you want to do something like that, why not give it in the 12th grade or something like this, do with sex education? So it's really pissing me off because parents are not going at the school board and saying, this is unacceptable. This is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. Our kids don't need to be named different names, and the school has all the responsibility more than the parents. That's nonsense. And yet, the parents are sitting back thinking this nonsense. So,
absolutely.
What's that in the background? What's that in the background?
Yes.
What's that noise in the background? Okay. All right. So, if there's callers out there that want to ask Matt some questions, the lines are open, so feel free to call. So we're going to go at this point in time. TJ, do you have anything that you want to say?
I have a couple of questions I'd like to question it. I understand you're talking about that pandemic was a pandemic, but what about the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918 and the fact that Dr. Salt
trying to figure that out.
All of this is an extenuation of 1918. I'm glad you brought that up because you brought it back to my memo. It is all based on that pandemic was the same thing as this. It's an extenuation of the 1980 medical protocol.
Where's the noise coming from? Matt, is that coming from your end?
I beg your pardon?
Matt, is that noise coming from your end?
No, it's not coming from my end. No, it's not.
Not mine either. I'm trying to figure it out. Excuse me, guys. I'll be in the studio.
Somebody mute, because I'm hearing somebody in the background. Mute your phone.
Yeah, me too. I have no clue where that's coming from. It is.
Is
and it's been a bunch, guys, because it's been a lot of things.
outrageous.
See, this is an example, but at the same time, I have a lot of people on mute. So this is not coming from any of us. I'm going to mute. I did. I muted everyone.
All right, so someone must be on the line.
Then you went to order the food.
Delete that.
You wanted the catfish, did they have the catfish? Yes, for an old-fashioned, did they have the ingredients for an old-fashioned?
Whoa.
What are the ingredients?
Yes, it would help. Are you there? It would help to go to commercial.
Go to commercial and figure that out.
So you guys sat here.
Yes.
From author Dr. Denise Gotadis comes a self-help guide that will give you valuable information about the world around you in ways never imagined. The Metaphysical God in Relation to His Creation. Available on Amazon. In this must-read book, you will learn about your importance in the world and the metaphysical universe around you. You will be introduced to the Metaphysical God who has a relationship with you and those around you. Whether you are aware of this or not, you come into contact with Him daily. He is omnipresent metaphysically. He is in and outside of His creation. And what does a metaphysical God have to do with you and the creation around you? You are a very big piece of a huge puzzle. The Metaphysical God in Relation to His Creator from author Dr. Denise Gotadis is available on Amazon. Order your copy right now.
Bye. All right. Good day. My apologies. My apologies. I mean, I don't know what's going on in the studio, but all I know is that there's some noise in the background, and either somebody's got it on their line, but I said before we went to commercial break that we do have the lines open for you if you wish to call in and talk with Matt. But we cannot have the noise in the background, so we got to keep it clear or mute. One of the two. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And just to let you know, those that are calling in, the mute has been put on, so it is unexplainable where that noise came from.
Okay. All right.
Just to let you know.
Callers, you got a caller that wants to come in?
At the present time, there are no callers, but any caller could come in. And when you participate, you can also press 1 so that I know your hand is raised so that you can ask your question in the studio.
Oh, okay. Good.
All right. Bill, so far. Can I backtrack to my question?
Yeah. So,
Bill, can I backtrack to my question?
Sure.
Well, I mean, before all the interference happened, what I was asking Matthew was about the pandemic of 1918, and also,
yes.
It's a two-part question, and also Dr. Jonas Salk and the polio vaccine.
Yeah, well,
okay.
as I was just mentioning, polio is one of the conditions that the vaccines cause. Okay, and that's why I was talking about the long line of history of vaccines. You have to understand why they were created, and to understand that, you have to understand why pharmaceutical companies were put together. And I had mentioned that early on, that pharmaceutical companies were put together, brother, to control you. Okay, and if you, like I said, if you look up the word pharmakia or pharmacia, doesn't matter. Okay, you're going to see the real reason why these pharmaceutical companies were and what they were all predicated on. It was predicated on witchcraft. And if you research it, you're going to be able to validate that through what I'm saying to you now. Okay?
Yeah.
And the reason why a lot of people, when they get on opioids, okay, they cannot get off of them because it's the witchcraft element behind it. And what opioids do is slow your heart rate down, okay? Thus, putting you in a compromised position that you could finally lose your life the longer that you're on them. And trust me, a lot of people have died over that fentanyl in the last 2 years. And now they're giving away this stuff just like it's candy. Why are they giving it away? And that's what we have to understand. The reason why they're giving it to you, because they know eventually the longer that you keep taking them, you're not going to be around here for long. Okay, and all of these things were put together years ago, okay, on the 1700s, you understand, in the 1700s to basically control the control the population and the depopulate. That's why Planned Parenthood was put together. Let me tell you, I'll give you a little bit about Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood was also put together in the early 1920s. What it was called, it was the Negro Project, okay, and it was geared towards depopulating the earth of many black people on this planet. But now other cultures, you understand, are following this narrative, and that's only is because they don't have a history, you understand, of what many of these nations, you know, have been doing over the years. They have been depopulating over the years, but they've been doing it in plain. They've been doing it in plain sight. It's hidden in plain sight, so to speak. But your pandemic in the 1918s, this is nothing but an extension of that time. That's all it is. It's the same deal, okay? It's to get rid of you.
Okay, and what you said about vaccines. Now, I'm a father of four daughters. All four of my children were vaccinated. Mm-hmm. I was vaccinated. Me and my brothers were vaccinated. And there is nothing wrong with us. I mean, you explained some of the side effects of vaccines, all right? I haven't had a side effect of nothing, and I'm 58 years old, okay?
Well, God bless you, brother. But let me tell you something.
I'm normal and as straight as they come.
Uh-huh.
I'm just asking a question now. We're all well-rounded here. We just need information, and I'm just asking a question. Now, you know, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, I understand. I would say God bless you. What's your name, sir?
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. God bless you, too, brother.
All I'm saying, young man, is that it has affected it. Some people it has not affected. I have a friend who took the booster, but let me tell you, my cousin took that booster and died. Okay?
Who is in the background?
Who is in the background? Are you nuts?
It's everything.
They're not even necessary because it's unnatural. It's an unnatural product, you understand, that goes against your DNA. You know, you may have fared well in terms of surviving through it, but vaccines are an unnatural source of medicine. That's why I made mention in the Bible in Ezekiel 47:12. That's where all of our genetic profiling is. When God says that let the fruit of the tree be medicine for your body and the plant be medicine for your body. Right now, all I do is earth. And I know this works. In fact, because I followed the protocol that God had told me to do years ago. Okay, now if you think that you need a vaccine, but all I'm saying is that when a person puts something into their body, you know what you're getting. All of these things were emergency authorizations, you understand? They were never approved.
Right?
And I'm not going to put anything in my body.
Billy, you hear that?
That's all I'm saying.
Matt.
Hey.
Mute your phone for a minute. Mute your phone.
Oh, okay.
All right, mute it again. What's back on me? Mute your phone.
Okay, I even have him muted. That's a good question. I have Matt muted. I'm going to go down the line.
Nothing here.
Okay, I'm going down the line with the mute. 1 second. Studio test. Okay, I found the source. I found the source of the technical difficulty. All right. Okay, I found the source, and I will let you know who it is.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to the Chat Reel, Real Chat Radio Show with Billy and Friends on the Caribbean Radio Show.
Okay.
Back
yeah,
to
we're
you,
sorry
girl.
About that. Yep. We're sorry about that. So it's just some technical difficulties right now. So we'll get back, you know. So let's go to commercial break. What you got lined up?
We still have Eye of the Tiger by Survivor, Mariah Carey, When You Believe, Luther Vandross, Here and Now, Stevie Wonder, Superstition, all for you. From Billy and Friends on the Real Chat, Real Radio Show, Caribbean Radio Show.
All right.
All right.
We are not afraid.
Introducing Caribbean Radio Show, the chat reel with Billy and friends. And now, here is your host, Billy Tappin.
And we're back here. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Much love to everybody out there. We're trying to work on some of the technical issues as we are going through this process of interviewing. So I think we might have it corrected. So let's move on. Matt, you still there? Matt, you there?
Is Matt there? Let's see if I could get that line open. Okay. Let me see.
Right,
yes,
Matt?
Now his line is open.
Okay, Matt. You there? Hey, Matt.
Is he there?
All right.
Here we are, guys.
Okay.
Now. This is what's happened. There is another one that is identical, and I blocked out that. So that problem should be crushed right now.
Okay.
Good. I'm going to give it to you. Okay.
All right. Matt, are you there? If not, we're going to continue.
Yes, I am.
Okay. We have some problems with the background stuff. So when that happens, it's never happened before, but you know, apparently you have haters everywhere. So let's go ahead and finish up. We got about 9:30. We got about 29 minutes left. So let's get back into it, because I'm quite sure it was frustrating to a lot of listeners behind that. You know, we don't want to be that kind of a station. So what we're going to do is, when that stuff happens, we're just going to drop everything. You know what I'm saying? And just go ahead and do a just do our own thing, basically. So we're good. So let's get back to topic. And last we left off at, I was talking about a lot of things with the government from all over the world and the different viruses that they put out. And people have to acknowledge the real truth, because you know as well as I do that that would never happen. God never intended any of this to happen, because God put this planet together with purpose.
Absolutely. Let me go one step further, Bill, if you don't mind. You never have to worry about a virus, because viruses don't kill people. People kill people.
Right.
Okay? You know, coronavirus, I want to submit to people, if you ever went on the back of your Lysol can, if you ever bought that product before, we've been living with COVID virus since the earth began. Now, why all of a sudden is a COVID virus going to kill you? Okay? When all of these viruses die in 60 degrees Fahrenheit, you can get soap, water, and lemon juice to kill a virus. It doesn't make biological or scientific sense at all. Okay? But I want to exhort to people that they took the Lysol off of the market in 2020 because they did not want you to. Now when you go on the back of that Lysol can, you cannot find coronavirus nowhere, because I was looking dead at it. I mean, before, you know, this whole thing, you know, got started real good. Okay?
Right.
And see, that's what people don't do. They don't make observations.
Mirrors to confuse us.
They use
smoke and mirrors to confuse us. They want us to stay confused.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And am I talking to the same gentleman that said he took the vaccine?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You're talking to TJ Jackson.
I want to say God bless you, brother, but guess what? Many people on my side took that vaccine that I know died. But I want to say God bless you. And that's got to be an act of God, because many people have died by that vaccine, and people that are close to me.
I've lost a few myself, so I understand what you're saying, yes.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. But go ahead, Bill, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, God, when God created this planet,
He created it to be a perfect planet. Everything.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And then you have these demons come in here and destroy everything. You know, the air, the water, the food. You know, it's all about them trying to take control, take over this whole planet. But it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. This is God's planet, you know? So
that's right.
We just got to stand
up. It should be happening on our watch, because I always like to use scripture, Bill. You know that. Proverbs 29:2 permits us to understand that while the righteous is in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked is in authority, the people mourn. Okay? So it is, as born again believers like you, I, myself, and many others, Nathan, have to take control of the government in this land, okay, and do what's right under the guise of God, okay? Because now there's evil. We know that there's evil all across the world, but we have to come to an understanding, Nathan, that when things are not going right in your government, then you have to step in and take the reins. Take control of it's the righteous that are supposed to be in authority. That's the way it was in the beginning. But somehow we've allowed atheism to stick into our culture. Okay, that's what we've allowed, and this is why they wanted to shut all the churches down. Okay, it's to make them believe that they do not have a God. It's to indoctrinate them with a statement that your God does not work. That's what they want you to believe.
Well, that's right. And that's why I stepped away years ago from it, because it's all indoctrination and to keep us in one setting, because the churches need to be set up for homeless people that need a place to stay. Just let's use them buildings for a real purpose, not some temp preacher trying to get something out of the people. God never asked for any money. You know what I'm saying? God doesn't need money. Now, every church that I've ever seen, and I won't put all of them in the same bunch, but the majority of these churches, these pastors is living off the people. When I was coming up, they weren't doing that. They had jobs. You know, that was the deal. They worked. They came in and preached through the week and on Sundays, and that was it. But now they made it such a big situation where these pastors see where it could be money made, nonprofit, and they can stuff their pockets. And they won't even help their community. That's what makes me mad about it. You got these mega churches that's straight in the hood, and they will not help their own people inside the hood, but yet they're pulling up in these Bentleys and stuff like that. That's why the minister over there, they was about ready to kill him for pulling up in a Bentley. All these people now have cash machines in there. That, you know, that's ridiculous. So what is it? You know what I mean? It's like, it's not about God. It's about them being the God. You know what I'm saying? And they can't do anything because they're nonprofit. So if they try to step outside of the God situation, then the government's going to snatch the nonprofit. So they have to go accordingly, you know, to what the government tells them. You know, you got to go to school to be a pastor. Everything's got to be ordained by the government. So that should be a red flag right there. You know, you don't need.
Yeah, well, what they want you to believe is that this so-called coronavirus is your God. And ironically, that's what a lot of people believe walking around here today. Now, if you went out and if you visited Texas, even Florida, as well as South Dakota and other Republican states like that, none of this stuff is going on that's going on here in Michigan. Let me share something with you about Governor Abbott out of Texas. When Joe Biden called him, he took all the restrictions down. He took all the mandates down on this so-called coronavirus the whole nine yards. Joe Biden called him in 2000, I think it was when he got, it was last year as a matter of fact. And he told Abbott, he said that if he didn't put the restrictions back up, meaning that, you know, he wanted people to constantly, you know, walk around here with masks, take the vaccine, he wasn't going to distribute any vaccines to Texas. You know what Abbott told President Biden?
What's
told him to get lost and don't ever call me again. okay? And now if you go out in Texas and places like that, they're outdoor, they're swimming outside in outdoor swimming pools in Texas, Florida, and also Denmark. It's another one. They're not buying it. And let me go even further. Like when they were putting up the 5G towers, okay, in 2020, when they started, you know, mass producing these towers in certain communities, did you know the people in Spain were going out blowing those 5G towers up? Because they weren't buying it. It's because they, like the United States, have lived in freedom so long, they're not going to all of a sudden allow people to lie to them, you know, and to take away their freedom, say that you don't have a freedom of choice anymore. And that had the masses of people went for that, you'd be in slavery, because that's exactly what they're trying to do.
Well, yeah, to it's a mindset, and they know it. It's a mindset, but some of the people in the world are not. They're not conscious, man. They're not conscious. And
you know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, Bill. That's why God in the Holy Scripture likens us to sheep, is because he knows that you need a shepherd. And so when Dr. Fauci put that statement out, he knew that too. They take Scripture and manipulate it, but it's not for the benefit of society, okay? They knew that they could tell you something, you understand, and you act just like a sheep. You'll go to the slaughter. Guess what? All the rest of the sheep are going to follow you, okay? If you lead a sheep over a mountain, guess what? The rest of those sheep are going to go over that mountain with it, okay? If you lead all of the mountain. And this is exactly what happened in this pandemic.
Yeah,
okay?
And doing it because fear kills. Fear kills, and people are so afraid.
Absolutely.
And they don't trust God. And they're so afraid.
Absolutely.
You know what? You can't work the planet without God, and you cannot fear anything. Not anything. Anything they tell you, anything is fear.
Absolutely.
You know?
And I tell people that all the time, Bill. You know, it's like when I told you I studied on the elements in the atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? You got so many trillions and tons of carbon dioxide, nitrogen. I mean, anything that is not supposed to be floating around that environment, you can drop a 10-megaton bomb twice, okay? Guess what? The nitrogen, oxygen, and carbon dioxide is going to kill it all. So you have to breathe this air. You can't walk around with a mask on your face because masks take away 30% of oxygen from your lungs, thus taking 30% of oxygen from your brain. Okay, and lowered your immune system so that any virus could come along and knock you dead on your back. Because once you don't have any oxygen running through your bloodstream, buddy, the possibilities of you dying is real. And that's why I never wore one. That's why I never wore one, because I knew it was a lie. And if you had a look out of your window, I don't know where you guys live at, but if you had a look out of your window and watch all of these birds flying from tree to tree, squirrels running from tree to tree, you understand? You would have known, you had to know just by that alone that this was this narrative was nothing but falsehood.
Okay.
They weren't falling out of the sky. The squirrels weren't dying.
Right.
Why are people dying? And we are supposed to be the number one. We're supposed to be almost supreme, really. You know, because God said, now let's make man in our image and our likeness. Give them dominion over the earth. Okay, the fish of the air, the fowl of the sea, over every living thing that creepeth on this planet. So if you are in his image. And another thing, too, is that if Dr. Fauci was giving people so much science, you understand, and why are your loved ones still dying? If he was really giving you science, he was making a statement to you. He wasn't giving you any science. Because if they knew what was going on, how come they couldn't fix it?
Right.
Because anything broken can be fixed. And it doesn't have to be by way of vaccine. See, her immunity... All herd immunity was about, you know what I'm saying, was to get everybody on the planet, they thought it didn't happen, you know what I'm saying, was to go to the slaughter. At that point, you're a slave.
Okay. At this point in time, we have to wrap everything up. And I'll tell you, Matt, we need to do this again. and kind of further what else is going on outside of the COVID. So we can do that at another time. So we're going to wind down and let you go back to what you were doing.
I like to talk about how inflation ties into this all. All of the things that I talk about, and next time, I, you know, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about how inflation correlates with this whole idea of genocide.
Okay. Sounds good. So we're going to let you get back to doing what you're doing, and thank you so much.
God bless you all.
And sorry for the interruptions and stuff like that. So we'll talk later on that, but we'll definitely consider that as a topic for sure. Because people are listening, they want to hear things. So thank you so much for being on the podcast. All right, that's good. So my panel, how do you feel about this situation? How do you feel? I'm going to start with Julie again, and then we'll move it around. So what's your
thought? A whole lot extra that I want to add. It's just that, you know, I guess the interesting point about the vaccines is that normally when a drug or even a vaccine is introduced into the United States, it takes the FDA 10 years before they approve it. In the pandemic, called for desperate measures, so they had to, we couldn't wait 10 years and let COVID take over. So I guess that's just the interesting point. Maybe there are some side effects from the COVID vaccine, but I do know this, that they do claim that only 1% of people are affected by the vaccine. The other 99% is effective, or at least doesn't kill them. But, again, we haven't waited 10 years and studied what the vaccine is going to do. So there's some possibilities maybe that the vaccine could have some side effects.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do this. TJ, I think we need to talk about what's coming up on the next show. I know we have Denise, you know who's coming up on the next show. That's going to be Mordecai, is that coming up on? That's going to talk about.
Yes, Rabbi Mordecai Ben Joseph. He's going to be talking about the connection between the African American community and the Jewish connection, of how those who have ancestry with the transatlantic slave trade, how they are connected with the people of Israel. It's going to be an interesting conversation.
I'm
looking forward to it.
Yes, me too. That's next Monday, correct?
Oh, yes. Correct.
Okay. Okay. TJ, let's take this to the next level here. We had a lot of interference, and I'm sorry to our fans, fan base, to the people, the audience. I'm sorry for all the disruption, but it's a new show. We're working on the tweaks, so hang in there. It's going to get better. It's going to definitely get better. So go ahead, TJ. On you.
All right. You're listening to the Chat Real Chat Show, the Caribbean radio show, Billy and Friends. We have coming up Stevie Wonder, Superstition. And did we hit Luther yet? Because, everybody.
Oh, yeah, we have Luther.
All right. All right.
All right.
I need you. what happened that's real in me. The love that we share makes life so sweet. Together we're always.
Back. We're about ready to sign off here. I had a wonderful time. Sorry for all the interruption. We'll see you again next week, Monday from 8 to 10 on the Caribbean Radio net station, and also the chat reel at Billy and Friends. So have a good night. Take care. Take us out.
He gave me the will to be free.